here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 18th of September, 2009. It's the birthday of the playwright and actress Anna Deavere Smith, born in Baltimore, 1950, came from a middle-class African-American family. Dad ran a coffee and tea business. Her mother was a public school teacher. Went out to San Francisco after college with a suitcase, $85, took acting lessons there, and since has devoted most of her career to one-woman shows, choosing a particular experience of contemporary America, does all the characters herself. Her plays include Fires in the Mirror, about the Crown Heights riots of 1991, Twilight Los Angeles 1992, about the aftermath of the Rodney King verdict, and she's working on a new play called The Americans. It's the birthday of the poet Alberto Alvaro Rios, born in Nogales, Arizona, on the Mexican border, 1952. First language was Spanish, learned English in school. He was punished for speaking Spanish, so eventually he forgot it entirely, and years later, in high school and college, he decided to relearn Spanish. He said, "In having to pay double and triple attention to language, first to forget and then to relearn, I began to see earnestly how everything, every object, every idea had at least two names." Alberto Rios, who said, "The worst thing a writer can do is to think. The best thing to do is to react," which includes thinking, but doesn't let it act as an impediment or a censor. And it was on this day in 1837, Charles Lewis Tiffany and Teddy Young opened a stationery and fancy goods emporium on Broadway in New York City, the store which became Tiffany and Company, for which, in 1958, Truman Capote named his novella Breakfast at Tiffany's. Holly Golightly, when she's feeling down, likes to just get into a taxi and go to Tiffany's and smell that lovely smell of silver and alligator wallets. Here's a poem for today by Jean Lohman, entitled Doing the Dishes. We lived in so many houses, Gloria, Indiana Avenue, Summit and Fourth, the double on Hudson Street, and that upstairs apartment on North High we rented from Armbrusters. Mother thought it Elizabethan, romantic, with its leaded glass windows and wood-beamed ceilings. Our entrance was at the side, at the top of stairs that creaked late at night when we came home from our dates. You had more of these than I did, even if I was older. It was 1943, and our brother Harry was in the Navy. I'd had a year away at college, and you were still in high school. On this particular night, in the kitchen, doing the supper dishes, you drying while I washed, you told me that your friend Mona Bell had a premature baby, and you'd been there, helped to find a shoebox to put the baby in. I tried to imagine this, kept seeing the cardboard box with the baby, Mona Bell bleeding and crying. You didn't want our parents to hear, so we talked softly while we put the dishes in the drainer on the sink and hung the towels to dry. The pilot light on the range burned purple-blue, and I saw both of us new in that light, you with so much to teach me, my self-absorbed, studious life so intent on saving the world. Doing the Dishes by Jean Lohman, from Calls from a Lighted House, published by Fithian Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.